talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. Is on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It is a getaway Friday here, Friday, October the 1st, 2021. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour. Let's give away one more set of zoo tickets before we head out here for the weekend. Don't forget, Angie Evers and I will be on tonight, 8:10 p.m. until 10 p.m., and that'll be a great show to tune into tonight here on WWGH Radio. Next Family Feud category up here, a chance to win a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds. Let's see what our category is here. When you call in sick to work or school, name something you do to make it believable. And there are six big answers here. Okay, is everybody ready here? When you call into work or school, name something you do to make it believable. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what the correct answer is? I know a lot of people have done things like this many, many times. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. All right, here comes an answer. Maybe it's a correct one. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller. All right, if that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If that was you, give us a call back. Pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds tickets. Again, the category, name something when you call into work or school you do to make it believable. When you call in sick. When you call in sick to work or school, what is something you do to make it believable? 740-383-9944. We have six big answers here. Does anybody know any of the answers? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. When you call in sick to work or school, what is something that you do? Go ahead, caller.
You cough.
You do. You got it right, Bob. You cough. That's the number one answer. I got you down. All right, Bob is in. You do cough. All right, we've got five other big answers. Who knows the answer? 740-383-9944. When you call into work or school, what is something you do to make it believable? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello? Well, give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. Well, we're into the month of October. Maybe spooky things are starting to happen here with the phone. When you call in to work or school sick, what is something you do to make it believable? Five big answers here left. Cough was number one. What is something else you do? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Show me a positive COVID result.
Well, in 2021, you're probably right, but can you be a little...
paperwork or proof
there you go.
A doctor's note.
Right. So, but if you were faking it, what would it be? If you would give them a doctor's note, if it were real.
A fake doctor's note?
A fake doctor's note. You've got it right.
Have you ever known anyone that's done that in their life? Did you get in trouble for, like, impersonating a doctor?
Not that I can think of, to be honest. I don't think it's impersonating a doctor if you write a fake excuse.
What about a fake prescription? Because I've known someone that did that one time.
Yes, I think if you write a fake prescription, then you might be in trouble.
Now everything's electronic, so we don't have to worry about that anymore.
No. And, you know, the medical terminology is weird to me. You know, people, the common people use, like, script and meds. You know, people didn't used to use those words.
Yeah.
You know, script means prescription. People
times
actually
are changing, aren't they?
Are they? But are they changing with our friend Geraldo or his friend Rob?
Well, I think I just need to blurt the number out, and then you need to scratch it down and give him a ring yourself. Let's cut the middleman out. What's wrong with that idea? I mean, you're going to make him mad anyway once you get him on the phone.
What do you mean I'm going to make him mad anyway? Now, why would I make him mad?
Let's not act like you don't know what you do. I mean, you wanted to call a guy a punk yesterday.
Rob or Geraldo?
I don't know. Somebody, I just heard you say how you were going to say, listen, punk.
Oh, well, I don't know if I was going to... Well, I'm trying to remember
what
I was
going to... What?
No, I don't think I was going to call her... Because I'm not even sure Geraldo's in on this. Are you?
He may not even, and that's one more thing that's so aggravating, is this might have just ended, like, with that phone call, and the guy could, like, rolled his eyes and went on for whatever, and maybe I wasn't even, like, a blip in his radar. He was never going to call you, he's never going to tell Geraldo may be oblivious to the fact that you want to talk to him.
You know, my problem with this whole thing, though, are the inconsistencies. What I don't understand is the first person tells you... Now, I know people have called. The first person tells you that...
this is not to cut you off, but this is so... What's aggravating is you have to figure out what Rob you're talking to. Because, now, this was funny. When I got the producer's number... He said, here's Rob's direct number. This is how you can get a hold of him. So I'm thinking when the guy answered the phone yesterday, I said, Rob, hey, this is Sarah. You remember talking to me yesterday? And he says, oh, this is a different Rob.
Now, is that true? See, to me,
well,
that's...
Well, how do you know? And I thought, how many Robs could be at one?
Well, see, but I... Now I'm going to answer that question for you.
He said, I'm Rob in the newsroom. You want Rob with
now,
Vicky.
See, here's why I think that's a lie, because... the email, and we do know his email, rob@wtam.com. Now, if you had two Robs, I'm sure they both have email, so you would have, like, robw@wtam.com. You wouldn't just have rob@wtam.com. So I think there's a little bait and switch, and I don't understand when you called, and they said, well, I don't think anybody else has called, but when you got to Rob...
Well, here's the deal. The very first time I called, remember when you set me straight, you gave me the correct number?
Yes.
Okay, so when I called that number, remember me telling you I didn't know, like, what option to push, and zero didn't, like, get me to somebody, so I just took a stab at it and hit eight, and that sent me to the newsroom?
Right.
That person told me, oh, you need to call Rob Rizvicky, and that is his producer, and here is his phone number. So, I called that number yesterday thinking I called Rob Rizvicky, the producer, and he says to me, this is Rob in the newsroom. Now, how did that
see,
happen?
There's a lie. And this whole thing, I'm not Hillary Clinton. I'll turn my emails over. I have one email from this guy, and it is prior to starting doing this. Because in the beginning, when I first found Geraldo was up in Cleveland, I thought, well, I'll send an email and see what he's doing up there. Is he, and I sent, and it was Rob. They gave me this email, rob@wtam.com, and I emailed him. And I just said, you know, what's the deal with Geraldo up there? And he emailed me back one time, and he gave me that same old lame excuse way back then. He said, well, Geraldo's traveling a lot.
Yeah, that's exactly what he told me. He said to New York, specifically, is what he said.
Yeah.
He said, Geraldo's been going back and forth to New York. And we don't know that if it's true or not.
It's not true. But wait a second. I'm going to stay on the line for a minute. So I hope you're not driving the bus right. I hope it's like lunchtime.
I'm at lunchtime right now.
Okay. Well, keep telling these inconsistencies because I'm going to prove that to be a lie right now. I'm going to be forensic files here, and I'm going to prove that what he's saying is a lie. Now, I didn't want to have to do this, but it is a lie. But go on and point out some of these inconsistencies.
Well, I don't know if I have any more inconsistencies to point out, Matt, but I will say this much.
Now, there's another one. Tell people about that one.
Well,
the guy he emails all the time, he doesn't even know my name.
He kept saying, and I'm like I said, I'm a faithful listener, but I thought, is there someone that, like, is there a personality there named Matt that I'm not familiar with? I don't see how, because I listen to even reruns of you guys, and I never heard of no Matt. And I said, well, who's Matt? Who do you keep calling Matt? And he said, the guy at the radio station. I said, there is no Matt.
See?
But anyway, I'm a reasonable person. If you're not getting interviewed, just shoot me straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be like, it's not happening, Captain. But don't keep giving us a runaround. I think I can accept no. You can accept no. But they're not even willing to say, like, just quit calling us because it's not going to happen. You don't tell someone, oh, I promise I will call Scott, because I thought, okay, that's great, because I knew that if he called you, you know, then you would have plenty to talk about in your journal, and we would at least know where we stood with them.
Here's the lie. Now, here are the facts. I started this journal on, this is why you journal, my first entry was on September 16th. Now, 2 days ago would have been September 29th when you made this call. On September 29th, the guy gave you the same excuse about Geraldo's traveling and blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Geraldo's Twitter, September 27th. There's a picture of Geraldo with his kids saying, Sol, Comac, and classmates go to homecoming, XXX, September 27th, in Cleveland.
What's the kid's name?
Huh?
What's
Sol? I think Sol and Comac must be his kids, or maybe his kid and the date. But there are pictures on Geraldo Rivera's public Twitter, September 27th, which would have been, what, last Saturday? That his kids, classmates, went to homecoming, XXX, and there's a picture of Geraldo with the kids in Cleveland.
Crazy.
So, you know, Rob needs to get a life.
Yeah, because, well, what would be the harm in just telling me, I don't feel like calling, I don't want to call. No, you don't call somebody. I promise I will call Scott Gossip.
Or Matt.
Or whoever.
We'll see. I think somebody needs to call that station before we go off the air today, because it's a bunch of bull. And say that to them. Say, listen, you know,
I put some thought into how this three-way phone call would go.
But just ask this. This is not a bad question. You don't even have to approach him about not calling me back. Say, does Geraldo know of any of this? Does he know of the bombardment? Does he know anything?
Does he know how wanted he is in Marion, Ohio?
Right. So, I mean, what is the... That's the real question here. And if he tells you he's traveling, say, I'm looking at his Twitter right now, and I know he was in Cleveland last weekend.
Perfect. And, yeah, so there's that point. And then I'm also going to be like, well, listen, if you're willing to talk to Scott, I can easily get him on the other line. Would you be willing to just hold on a second?
If he says
then he'll hold on, then I'll dial your number and hit merge.
Do it right now. Well, this will be
I had backwards yesterday. I thought I would have to call you first and then call him.
Call him right now and let's get it on.
Well, let's hope he's not having a cigarette.
Well, let's hope not. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our Sarah, our roaming reporter out there, maybe we'll get some clarification on this today. You know, if Geraldo doesn't want to do it, whatever. You know, we'll have bigger fish to fry than Geraldo. But let's all iron this out. Does Geraldo even know what's going on here? 740-383-9944. The question is, when you call in sick to work or school, name something you do to make it believable. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, right. Hey, call in sick. You sneeze.
You sneeze. Let's see here. Yes, sneeze, sniffle is on the list at number 4. You got it. Thanks.
Yep.
All right, we've got that on the list. So now we've got cough, fake doctor's note, and sneeze, sniffle. So Bob, Sarah, and Bob are in the competition today with about 28 minutes left to go. When you call in sick to work, name something you do to make it believable. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an answer here? 740-383-9944. What is something you do to make it seem believable when you call in sick to work? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Does anybody have the answer? Okay, here we go. Maybe this is a correct answer. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, are you on there?
I'm on here.
Okay, hey, Rob, are you on there?
Did we lose Rob?
Well, whoever answered the phone said they were going to check and see if Rob was available. Either I'm still on hold or... It says I'm live with two people, so maybe I'm on hold.
I don't hear any. Well, Rob, if you're listening and can't hear me, we just want to have Geraldo on the show. This is not a joke. All us here in Marion, we want him to be on our show. We'll be glad to come up and be on his show. It's Radio Diplomacy. That's all this is about. We're not trying to ruffle your feathers. We just want to have Geraldo on the show. And is he aware of all the people who have bombarded your station with calls? Apparently, I was told that you were bombarded. And that's all this is. We're not trying to make fun. A matter of fact, there are people here in this neck of the woods, Central Ohio, who had no idea Geraldo was on the air in Ohio. Didn't even know what WTAM is. They thought that was some kind, something you put in Chinese food until we started talking about it. So just give our best to Geraldo and just get an answer. Yes or no. That's all we're doing here. It's booking. Now, we don't know if he's there, do we?
We don't, but it says that I'm live with two calls, so I could possibly be on hold. As soon as they said, hold on, let me check his availability, I went ahead and called you.
Okay. Well, hold the line until he hangs up and see if he heard any of that.
Will do.
Thank you. All right, Sarah, our roaming reporter out there. 740-383-9944. When you call in sick to work or school, name something you do to make it believable. We've got a cough. We've got a sneeze. We've got a fake doctor's note. What else is there? Name something you do when you want to call into work or school sick to make it believable. Now, we've got Bob in twice here and Sarah in once, 35 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We've got cough, we've got sneeze, and we've got a fake doctor's note here. Looking for three more answers. We have got a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or a pair of tickets to the Wilds to go to the winner of this particular competition here today. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, you fake a horse voice.
Like a horse voice.
Horse, like you can't talk, you can't speak hardly.
Right, you got it. That's number two. What's your name?
My name's Terry.
Terry?
Yeah, and I don't want in on any prizes or anything.
Oh, no problem. Well, I'm glad you're out there, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Terry gets in on the competition at number two. Yes, you fake a hoarse or sore voice. So, what? All right, here comes another call down the pike. All right, go ahead, caller.
Pretending to throw up.
Pretending to throw up. Oh, yes, that's a beautiful thing. What's your name?
My name's Jessica Geyer.
Oh, Jessica Geyer. Now, do I know you, Jessica?
Possibly. I don't know.
Well, do you know me? Let's put it that way.
I've heard of you.
You've heard of me. Good things or bad?
Good.
All right. Keep listening, Jessica. You might win.
All right. Thanks.
All right. We got Jessica Geyer out there. She's in the competition. Name something you might do to fake an illness to get out of work or school, essentially, is the question here. One is cough. Two is horse. Three is fake throw up. Beautiful one, huh? Five is fake doctor's note. And six is sneeze. Which one are we missing here? Go ahead, caller.
You moan.
You moan. You certainly do moan. What's your name, caller?
This is Ralph.
Oh, hey, Ralph. How you doing? Now, what do you buy with this Geraldo thing? This Rob guy.
I wrote a letter.
Oh, you did? What did you say to the people?
I just told them that we was interested in getting Geraldo on the WWDH channel for an open interview and talking to Scott Spears, who is the host. And I told them we was 2 hours from Cleveland, and would be appreciated if we get a full answer and to call your number, put your number and your hours and everything on it.
And nothing back yet.
But not yet.
Now, when did you mail the letter out, Ralph?
It was last Thursday.
Well, they should have it. So,
I think so.
Well, I guess we'll keep our fingers crossed and see what happens here.
I went that way because, like I said, I was getting I never had any luck on any numbers. It wasn't like a fax machine, so I just sat down and we wrote the letter.
Well, hey, I appreciate that, Ralph, and maybe one day it will bring Geraldo here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good one now, Scott.
Bye-bye. We got Ralph in the competition now, so that's all the answers, so we'll go to another category here because we've got 22 minutes left. When you call in sick to work, name something you do to make it believable. Cough, hoarse voice, fake throw up, moan, fake doctor's note, and sneeze, sniffle. All right. Well, here's another one, kind of like the one earlier. Here it is. You know, I'm just going to skip over that one because I think that's trouble. Let's go to something a little more simple here. Whoa, see if I can get the numbers right. Okay, here we go. Name an animal a snake could swallow whole. How about that? Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. There are six of them here. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. A real egg question here. So far we've got Ralph, Jessica, Bob, Sarah, and Bob in the competition. You can enter as many times as you like. Go ahead, caller.
A mouse.
A mouse. Let me see here. A mouse is number one on the list. Who do we got here?
Sweet. This is Ashley.
Oh, Ashley. All right, we've got you, Ashley. Thank you.
Thanks.
Ashley in the competition. So now we've got Ashley, Ralph, Jessica, Bob in twice, and Sarah. Who else is going to get in on the competition here? Name an animal a snake can swallow whole. An animal that a snake can swallow whole. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 20 minutes left to go in the show today. Give me a buzz if you know the right answer. 740-383-9944. Name an animal a snake could swallow whole. How about that? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
A chicken.
A chicken. No chicken on the list. No chicken on the list today. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole is where we are here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a rabbit?
A rabbit. Number three on the list. You got it. Thank you. A rabbit shows up at number three on the list today. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. Thank you, Ryan.
Yep, have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Did anybody say mouse?
Let's see. You know what? Nobody. It's not on the list, oddly enough. No mouse. Name an animal a snake could swallow whole. No mouse if you were calling in to say mouse, no mouse on the list. Name an animal a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, wait, mouse was number one on the list. What am I thinking? Sorry, Ryan. Mouse was number one, and rabbit is number three. Those are the two that we have here. But mouse was already taken, so we can't get Ryan in for that one. So if he calls in and guesses another, we'll get him in. All right, here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. What about a bird?
A bird. No bird on the list.
Darn. Thank you.
No bird on the list today. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. 42 minutes past the hour here. Give me a buzz. You can have a pair of tickets to the Columbus Zoo or a pair of tickets to the wilds. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. All right, Ryan got his tickets. And Ralph got his tickets. So now we just got Daphne and Bobby to pick up their tickets. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. Any takers out there? 740-383-9944. 17 minutes left in the program today. All right, go ahead, caller.
Name an animal that a snake
A cat? Yeah, they're both on there. Cat and dog. So we got you two more times, Bob. Thank you. Bob gets in two more times. Cat and dog were both on the list here. All right, let's see if this person's got a guess. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the caller there. If that was you, give us a call back. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. We've got a mouse, a rabbit, a dog, and a cat. Well, I guess there are still two left here. Still two animals. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Did somebody say rabbit?
Yes, we've already got rabbit.
Okay.
Yes, we've already got rabbit. The answers we've already gotten, we've got mouse, rabbit, dog, and cat. Those are the ones we have. Mouse, rabbit, dog, and cat. So we're looking for the other two answers here. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. Anybody have any ideas? Two answers left here. Here comes a call. Alrighty, go ahead, caller.
A bird?
A bird. No bird on the list.
Alright, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. No bird on the list today. Ryan's trying hard here. You can enter as many times as you like. We have no policy on that right now. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. We've got mouse, rabbit, dog, and cat. Still two answers left on the list. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Around 14 minutes left so far in this round. We've got Bob, Sarah, Bob, Jessica, Ralph, Ashley, Ralph, Bob, and Bob. Go ahead, caller.
A deer.
A deer. No deer on the list. Oh, deer. No deer on the list. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944 on tonight with Angie Evers, 8 to 10. Go ahead, caller.
A guinea pig.
Guinea pig. Yeah, pig is on the list. Any word from Geraldo? It's getting deep up there in Cleveland.
No, not yet.
Okay, thank you. All right, Charlene is in now. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. All right, here comes another guess. One answer left on this particular list. Go ahead, caller.
A rat.
No rat on the list. No rat on the list. We've got mouse, rabbit, dog, pig, and cat. Mouse, rabbit, dog, pig, and cat. Those are the ones we have, but there is one answer left on the list. 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here, WWGH time. Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole. Oddly enough, it's the second answer on the list. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. And maybe we'll get another report on Geraldo today from Sarah, if she ever talks to Rob. All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
What about a rat?
No rat on the list. No rat on the list today. A lot of people looking for the rat. No rat on the list. Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole. One answer left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 12 minutes left to go. Would love to get you in on the competition here. All right, maybe this is a right answer coming down the path. Go ahead, caller.
Squirrel or chipmunk?
No squirrel or chipmunk.
Hi, thanks.
No squirrel or chipmunk. 740-383-9944. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. Does anybody know? What could that snake swallow whole? Well, I wonder if we're going to get these today. Or this one final answer in our category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we going to get the answer here? We certainly would like to. Name an animal that a snake would swallow whole. An animal that a snake would swallow whole. 740-383-9944. All right, maybe this is the correct answer here. Let's see. Go ahead, caller.
A monkey.
No monkey. No monkey on the list. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 49 minutes past the hour. No report on Geraldo yet either. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a cow.
No cow. I don't know if a snake could take down a cow. That would be quite an undertaking, as they would say. 10-minute warning here in the program today, Getaway Friday, October the 1st, 2021. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. 740-383-9944. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. It's an interesting answer here. Not as interesting as a cow, but interesting nonetheless. Coming up on 51 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. One answer left here, 740-383-9944. We got a lot of people in today. Bob, Sarah, Bob, Jessica, Ralph, Ashley, Ralph, Bob, and Charlene so far. And we just keep bobbing along here today. 8 to 10 tonight, Angie Evers and I live on this station. Tune in. You never know what's going to happen on that show. Studio decked out here for the Halloween celebration. Does anybody know the remaining answers here? Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole. About 8.5 minutes left in the program today now. Is anybody going to slip in here and get the right answer. 740-383-9944. An animal that a snake can swallow whole. One left. There's got to be tons of animals out there. Have we dried up on this one? Remember, we've got a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or a pair of tickets to the Wild. Wild's both good till the end of this month. All right, go ahead, caller.
All right, my husband says a capybara.
A what?
A capybara.
A capybara. Now, what is that?
Yeah, it looks like a very large guinea pig.
No, it looks like a large rat.
It looks, yeah, kind of cross between a rat and a guinea pig.
A rat and a guinea pig. And
yeah, they're
capybara.
Yeah, they're from Australia. Yep.
Well, it's a good try. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. No capybaras on the list today. Well, the final answer is an elusive one here this morning. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. An animal that a snake could swallow whole. 53 minutes past the hour. What? And it was number two on the list, which is kind of strange. It's the number two answer, but we don't have it here. Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole with 7 minutes left to go here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Fish?
Not a fish. Good guess, though. No fish on the list today. Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole. An animal that a snake can swallow whole. All right, here comes another answer. Go ahead, caller.
A goat.
No goat on the list. We're not going to get the goat today. We might get the goat of the audience today. What is the name of an animal that a snake can swallow whole? The name of an animal that a snake can swallow whole. All right, here, go ahead, caller.
A frog or toad?
No frog or toad on the list.
All right.
No frog or toad on the list today. Name an animal that a snake can swallow whole. A name that a snake, or the name of an animal that a snake can swallow whole. Go ahead, caller.
Another snake.
No snake. Not another snake. The name of an animal that a snake can swallow whole. All right, and no update on Geraldo yet. Go ahead, caller.
How about a lizard?
No lizard. Good guess, though. Well, I'll tell you, it's close to a lizard. How about that? There's a clue for you. Since we're going nowhere fast with 5 minutes left to go. Lizard is probably the closest answer that we've had. Name an animal that a snake could swallow whole. All right, go ahead, caller.
Crocodile or alligator?
That's it. Crocodile or alligator. Now, how did you get that answer?
Actually, my coworker just called me and told me.
Oh, they're listening at work as well.
Yes, she is.
Now, how many people are in the work office? Just two?
Just two back in our work area.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
You're in there. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, absolutely. It is a crocodile or an alligator. A snake would swallow whole, I guess. Okay, 56 minutes past the hour here. Now, is Sarah going to call back in and give us an update on old Rob and Geraldo? As we're about to wrap up this portion of the program today, in our drawing, we've got Bob, Sarah, Bob, Jessica, Ralph, Ashley, Ralph, Bob, and Charlene. Now, you'll get a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo or the Wilds when we draw for the winner here momentarily on WWGH Radio. All right, 740-383-9944. Any final reports from Sarah today on the Rob Geraldo saga here at WWGH Radio. The saga that continues with the Geraldo Journal. Let's see here. About 3 minutes left in the program. Let's do the drawing here and find out what ticket the winner will want. All right, we're going to toss everybody's name in here. And the winner is Ashley, who I don't think has ever won before. All right, Ashley, do you want tickets to Boo at the Zoo, or do you want tickets to the Wilds? Give us a call back here in the next 3 minutes, 740-383-9944. Ashley wins the prize today. Ashley, do you want Boo at the Zoo, or do you want the Wilds? We have both sets of tickets here. Give me a buzz real fast before we go off the air today. Remember, Angie Evers and I will be here tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. on WWGH Radio. All right, hopefully this is Ashley. Go ahead, caller.
I never win anything. I'm excited. I'll take the Boo at the Zoo ticket.
Boo at the Zoo. Now, Ashley, when are you planning to go to Boo at the Zoo?
I don't know. Is there a time limit?
Well, you have. I think it's all through October because we're closing here today at 1 o'clock. So if you want to get the tickets, you can get them. You can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope or Monday between 4 and 5. We can set them out for you because of the pandemic.
I can do Monday because I'm in Galleon right now.
Okay. So. Yeah, just call ahead before you come and
okay.
Let the person know you're coming, and they'll set them out on the porch for you.
Sweet, thank you.
Hey, do you listen to the station very often?
All the time.
Oh, really? Now, in Galleon, are we coming in Galleon?
No, I listen to it on my phone because after a while, leaving Marion, it loses reception.
So, before we...
I usually just listen to it on my phone.
Well, I appreciate
that.
Now, what do you make of this whole Geraldo thing? Have you called this station up there?
No, I've emailed, like, I actually emailed you and told you, like, a week ago or so. I emailed, like, 3 separate people.
Oh, I do remember that.
Asking about it.
Yes.
Yeah, but...
So what,
I haven't heard anything back.
What did you tell him?
Basically, just like the gist of it, that we wanted to see if you could come for an interview, give him your information, that kind of thing.
Well, hopefully we hear from him. Thank you, Ashley.
I hope so. Yep, no problem.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, Ashley never wins, but she won today. And tonight I'll be on with Angie Evers from 8 to 10 p.m. Ashley's the big winner today for Boo at the Zoo. And again, our new prize policy, let us know before you come and we'll set it out on the porch, or send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, 523 South Prospect Street, and we will send the tickets or a prize or whatever it is back to you. Because of the pandemic, we are implementing this policy. All right. Again, tonight I'll be on with Angie Evers, 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. So come back with us. We appreciate you being out there in the audience and sticking with us. You're the best audience in radio, even better than Geraldo's. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'll be back tonight. Have a great afternoon. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, the place for the best guests and talk. From Joey Diori at WGN's Bozo the Clown.
Before we wrap up, I'll ask, and you can or can't, can you do something in the Bozo voice for those people?
You know, the funny